Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
In my name you will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In my name you shall cast out devils. In my name you shall tread on serpents. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. So whatever you do, do it all in the name of Jesus, that the mighty authority of my great name, yea, would bring the power of God into manifestation on for whatever you ask and for whatever you do, saith the Spirit of God. Because of open hearts, I will visit my people. I will visit them in grand churches if their heart is open and seeking. And I will visit them in brush arbor meetings like in the days of old. I will visit in the jungles of Africa. I will visit in the deserts of the Middle East. Yea, for I will send revival where hungry hearts are seeking. Yea, 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 says the Spirit of God. The prince of darkness will not hold out against the present day move of the Holy Spirit. Only my own people could stop me, saith the Spirit of God. I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, sin and sinners can't stop my move. Where sin doth abound, my grace does much more abound. And I will move, and I will work a work even in this day. And every nation that calls upon my name, as it is written, yea, I will visit them, saith the Lord. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, that the world may know that I am the living and the true God. And I will save and I will transform lives wherever hearts will open to me. I will come in as it is written, so shall it be, saith the Spirit of God. I am long suffering and I will not even let man's arrogance and pride and blasphemy prod me into sending a premature judgment. Yea, I will wait. And I will call that no one can say that the Lord your God is not a God of mercy and grace. For I am long-suffering, not willing that any would perish, but that all would have eternal life. But the day will come, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be, when the door will be shut and the judgments will fall. And judgment will not begin in the darkness. My light still reaches to those who sit in darkness. And my love and my mercy, in spite of their sin, my mercy reaches. My judgment will begin where my light has shined, where my truth has come. For to know to do good and do it not to him, it is sin. If I had not come and spake unto thee, as it is written, ye had no sin. But now ye say, we see, and therefore your sin remaineth. To those who have had my light and turned from it, it had been better that they had never known the way of righteousness than to know it and turn from it. See, church, judgment. Is it not written, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. Your land is sick, but I'm a great physician. I'm a great healer. Your land is sin sick, but I am the savior of the sin sick soul. Yea, saith God, call upon me, cry unto me. I desire to move again. This is my nation that I raised up. Yea, a beacon to the nations of the world for my gospel. I have kept this nation, prospered this nation, hedged this nation in from the attack of the enemy. But compromise will bring those walls down. Yea, stand true to me. Stand tall and strong in me, saith God. Defend the faith. Yea, saith the Lord, and cry unto me, and I, the Lord, will hear from heaven, and I, the Lord, will heal thy land, saith the Spirit of God. When I forgive sin, I say to all who have sinned, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon. It had been better to never known the way of righteousness than to know it and turn from it. Your prayers are heard on high. Your prayers make a difference. Hell trembles. And heaven rejoices. Because when my people pray, it releases me to move. When they call upon me, I've set myself to answer. I don't want to declare a week of prayer, or year of prayer, or month of prayer. I believe from here on out, we need to pray without ceasing. Oh, Sheila, Bokosa Nada, Le Shalabakote Dana Marite Tadabosele, Monde Rabarosha Labadite, Kisholuborotata, Kitromo Salamadite, Keshalabatia, Olaba, Sandarabakite, Sila Bokoro Bohosata, Litarabakine, Moshalaba, Salabakite da, Moshalaba. Thou hast seen the walls come down. Thou hast seen the Berlin Wall come down. Thou hast seen the iron curtain come down, and thou hast seen the bamboo curtain down. But thou hast yet to see the great wall of darkness come down that covers the whole earth. But yea, that wall is shaking even now because of the prayers of my people, saith God. You shall see blind eyes open, not only in the physical, but in the spiritual. Yea, eyes that open to see truth for the very first time. Yea, eyes that cause men and women to cry out and be turned from darkness to light. This is the day that you have been praying for. This is the day I have been waiting for. Yea, saith God. And this is a day that is soon coming, saith the Spirit of God.